This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 979, Zodiac Strengths to Exploit for IELTS.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Which zodiac sign are you? Today we'll talk about the 12 signs of the zodiac and reveal the IELTS strengths and weaknesses for each one. Listen up, you may be surprised.
Aubrey, how are you?
I am great. How are you? Did you see I just almost ripped my headphone out of my ear? I like snagged the cord.
Guys, you can see our foibles. Oh, that's a fun word. Foible. A foible is like a little mistake. You can see our foibles on YouTube because this is one of those podcast episodes that we are also putting on YouTube.
I knew this was being recorded for YouTube. So I'm like, people are going to see that. I may as well mention it.
I love it. So, guys, as we are recording this now, you know, we record in advance, especially this time of year, holiday season, right? We're going to take some time off, so we record in advance. So, as we are recording today, it is the winter solstice. And I felt inspired by this word solstice. So, we're going to talk about astronomy today and how your astronomical sign, your zodiac sign,
right,
will help you on IELTS. Aubrey, what do you know about the winter solstice?
I was just telling Jessica, I'm like, I don't know anything about the winter solstice, so don't be like, Aubrey, what's a winter solstice? Because I'm gonna be like, I don't know. I've heard the word before.
So the winter solstice is the longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's the shortest night of the year in the Southern Hemisphere. So the winter solstice, this is the day that technically winter begins, right? So the solstices mark the seasons usually. So today's the winter solstice. That's what solstice means. Now, guys, this is so fun. We're going to go through the 12 zodiac signs and tell you what that means for your IELTS preparation. It's just another fun way to talk about, you know, personality and your test studies.
Well, I love this because looking over these, I didn't really know much about Zodiac or my sign, but I read mine and it's so accurate for me. So there must be something to this. So it very well could be if you read your Zodiac sign, you're like, this describes me exactly. Yes, why not use those strengths as you study for IELTS, definitely.
Yes, totally. Here at All Ears English, we are huge, enormous believers in identifying your strengths and going with those, right? It's not always about fixing yourself and blah, blah, blah. You know what, guys? Sometimes you gotta make life easier and do what comes naturally. So that's exactly what we're gonna talk about today. First of all, I just wanna say the quick difference between astronomy and astrology, because I feel like even natives might mix those up sometimes.
For sure.
Aubrey, what's the difference between those two words?
So astronomy is the study of the stars and celestial bodies. And then astrology is like the zodiac, right? Is choosing personality traits that are common for people that are born at a certain time.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, neither one of us are like, you know, foo-foo huge believers in like horoscopes and telling the future and stuff. But like Aubrey said, there's something to it. Like, you can't deny it. So let's dive in. What is the first zodiac sign?
Okay, so the first one is, are we starting with the March 21, Aries? Mm-hmm, even though it's not January? Sure. Okay, Aries, which is from March 21st to April 19th. And we have pulled out what specifically would relate to IELTS. And for this one, Aries is bold and ambitious. They dive headfirst into even very challenging situations. So this is going to be key if you're studying for the IELTS, right? Because you're not sitting back, procrastinating. You're getting in there, figuring out what you need to do, even though you see that it's a big challenge.
Yes. I would say, like, I would think Aries would be really strong on the speaking exam. They would, like, they would have a higher natural level of confidence, I would say. So definitely, like, if you're an Aries, oh my God, go big. Like, do not hide any of that bold ambition, on the speaking exam, right? But something to be aware of, or wary of, I should say, is like, don't, if you are starting your IELTS prep at like an pre-intermediate level and you're an Aries, don't like dive into a New York Times article. Like, I could see this sign choosing like the hardest things that they want to achieve. But guys, just remember, take it like step by step. Don't discourage yourself from the beginning.
Yeah. Or even, this is probably the sign that's the most at risk, to just take IELTS without studying at all and be like,
that's,
I got
so
this.
True.
I don't need to prepare.
That's
this is challenging,
true.
But I'm up for the challenge. No, you need to study.
Yeah, totally, totally. All right, so Taurus is like represented by the bull, right? So April 20th to May 20th. If your birthday isn't there, then you are a Taurus. Okay. So this is kind of the opposite of an Aries, interestingly. They're sort of calmer. They're relaxed. They're serene. They enjoy like soft, soothing surroundings. So I would say regarding IELTS, this would be a challenge again. Like on the speaking, this would be a challenge because I would imagine your pronunciation might be, it might lack some expression. So I would say if you're a Taurus, definitely work on your intonation and stress, work on going bigger with your pronunciation. And then for listening, I think that would be a strength because you probably like receiving information. So that might be something that might be your highest score. So you can lean into that in your studies. All right. What is next?
Next is my sign, Gemini.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm a Gemini, which is May 21st through June 20th. And this described me so well. Just Gemini keep themselves very busy, multitasking, lots of stuff going on all the time. We like to be busy.
Oh and my God, that is exactly you.
It is exactly me, right? Said your Gemini are interested in so many pursuits that it had to double itself. And that is, I could really use a clone of myself to get everything done that I give myself to do on my to-do list, right?
Oh my God,
so for IELTS students, this would be a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Because you are very proactive, multitasking, able to spend a lot of time studying, but you will find yourself burning out if you give yourself too much to do or don't prioritize tasks.
Yes.
And this could hurt you everywhere on IELTS.
Yeah, for sure, guys. I think, yeah, for Geminis, I would say having a study plan is really the top priority. So spend an hour, right, making a solid study plan for yourself. Figure out when you're taking the exam. Register for the exam so you have a deadline. And then figure out what are you going to do between now and then to prepare. And like Aubrey said, the thing to be careful of is filling your time with stuff that isn't necessary to make yourself feel useful. You know
yes,
what I mean?
It's I totally like, do that.
I do that too. But like, regarding IELTS for sure, it's like reading forums and going down rabbit holes and stuff. And guys, like this will exhaust your brain and it will not teach you anything. It is a detrimental habit. So make sure that the time you do spend studying for IELTS, Geminis, and everyone, let's be honest, is worthwhile and not detrimental.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you find yourself thinking, I don't have the first idea of how to create a study plan or what I would put in that, you guys, we have done this for you. So go to allearsenglish.com/keys. We have a study plan. You can choose 30 days or 60 days, depending on how much time you have to study. If you don't want to take the time to do that or aren't sure that you would do it accurately, use ours, right? Sign up for 3 Keys IELTS and get our study plan and you'll know exactly what to do every day.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Guys, we've done so much of the work for you already. I mean, like, Why not start ahead of the game? Just don't waste your time. We've done it. Okay, so Cancer, that's the next sign. Birthday between June 21st and July 22nd. So this is, okay, these are intuitive people. Now, intuitive would mean like empathetic, right? Being able to read the room and sort of read the future, more or less, right? So there's a lot of strengths here. I would say for IELTS, the strength would be to engage with the material. So if you are practicing listening, for example, don't just listen to like the BBC and news and stuff. I would choose stuff that is more emotional, maybe fiction. Like find a fictional podcast. There are so many great fiction podcasts right now. The first one that comes to mind for me is called Mission to Zix. It's like my favorite comedy, sci-fi, improv podcast. But I would choose more fiction to input information, both reading and listening, because I think that will engage you more. So remember, guys, for all of these, it is about like choosing what is fulfilling to you, right? Like what you enjoy learning English through, not just because you think you have to.
I could see for Cancer it being very difficult, the speaking exam. If the examiner's not reacting and you're used to really reading people's reactions and that's not happening. So think about that in advance and don't let that throw you off. Don't plan on being able to read the examiner's reaction. Know that they might not react at all. That doesn't mean you're not doing a great job.
That's a good point. Yeah, totally. That's a really good point. I think, sensitive people, right? A Cancer would definitely be a sensitive person. That is something to be careful of on the speaking exam for sure. Some examiners look so mean.
I know. Either no reaction or super grumpy and stern.
Yeah, totally.
It can throw you off.
All right, so next is Leo. Your birthday is between July 23rd and August 22nd. What are Leo's strengths, Aubrey?
So my husband's a Leo, and I read this and also was like, oh, this is him. Awesome. Because he loves to be the center of attention. He likes to be in the spotlight. He's very outgoing. So if you're a Leo, you're vivacious, theatrical, and passionate. You love to be bold and interesting. You like for people to like you and respect you, and you like to do things and get positive reactions for it, right? So for IELTS, I could see this being a strength on speaking as well, because you are going to have that confidence to be in the spotlight, and you're going to go in knowing you can do well and not being really shy about having this be an opportunity to celebrate yourself, you know?
Yes, exactly. So, I think speaking would be a very big strength for Leos. And also on writing task two, go for personal examples. I think because these are things like they focus on yourself, they're real, you believe in them. I think that would be a strength in writing task two. Okay, next is Virgo. My mom is a Virgo. And again, totally. Oh my God, so my mom. So Virgos are born between August 23rd and September 22nd. Perfectionists, okay? Like very practical, logical, realistic, and they hold themselves to very high standards, which great students. Like if you're a Virgo, you're probably a really good student, which means you're going to do great on IELTS. But again, that perfectionism could be detrimental. Right? Because you're going to get stuck in the details. You're going to worry about grammar too much. You're going to worry about worrying too much. And so you're going to think too much on the reading test. You're going to pause and stutter on the speaking test because you're like in your head. So just great strength, right? You're a great student, high level, awesome. Just don't be a perfectionist about your English, or that will hurt your score, actually, on IELTS.
Okay, the next one's Libra. So this is if you're born from September 23rd to October 22nd. And your strengths are that you're we would say fixated on balance and harmony. You want symmetry in your life. So this could be great for IELTS because you'll have a better idea of how much time to spend studying for the different exams, right? Yeah. You'll be able to keep the symmetry there. But the same thing could be a detriment because you might not spend as much time focusing on where you actually need to spend your time. You need to do self-assessment, make sure if, you know, writing and speaking is really where your time needs to be spent. You don't want to look for that symmetry just to have symmetry. Spend the time more where you need to focus.
I love it. That's a really good description of that. I love it. And next, Scorpio. Scorpios, I feel like, are sort of like a fiery sort of attitude. Scorpios are born between October 23rd and November 21st. They're passionate. They're emotional. So let's see. This could get in the way of using like realistic ideas and writing tasks. Task two, maybe general training task one. You might go too crazy on like making stuff up, and you might go off topic, right? Because you're going to get lost in whatever detail or story you're telling. So,
or something you're passionate about. You're like trying to tie it in and it doesn't fit.
Totally. So I would say if you're a Scorpio, definitely focus on keywords because you're going to get distracted. So that has to do in listening, reading, and writing, right? So keywords are part of all of those strategies. You need to have definite strategies, Scorpio, to keep track and not get distracted and lost in the details, right? Or your own thoughts, for that matter.
Yes, right. Okay, Sagittarius is next. This is if you're born November 22nd through December 21st. And Sagittarius seeks many pursuits with like full force, chasing intellectual and spiritual adventures. So your goal is probably very clear to you, what you want to accomplish after IELTS. And that is a great strength because that motivates you to do what you need to do in order to reach that goal. But you may find there could be a downside in being too forward thinking and focusing on the goal instead of what needs to be accomplished today. So make sure to follow that study plan and work day by day to get to that far-reaching goal.
I love it. That's great advice. Okay. I'm going to do the next one because it's me. I'm a Capricorn.
Nice.
My birthday is real soon, guys. I'm almost 41. What? Okay. So you're like me if you're born between December 22nd and January 19th. So guys, if you're a Capricorn, you know what I'm going to say. We're stubborn. We're organized. We also have that perfectionist thing like Virgos. So lots of strengths here, right? Like, love making lists, love to be organized. So guys, you're going to be able to follow a study plan very well if it is set before you, for sure. And you're going to be meticulous about covering everything you need to for IELTS. That is awesome. So the detriment here is the same as Virgo, that perfectionism, getting down on yourself if you don't get everything correct, if you're not perfect. So again, just follow a study plan. Right? And don't worry about perfect in anything. Don't worry about perfectionism at all because it will get in your way. All right, we got two more. I know this is longer today, guys, but this is so fun.
It's so worth it. Okay, Aquarius is next, right? January 20th through February 18th. You love to help others. You are the most humanitarian of all the signs. So it's going to be key for you to not do this journey on your own. You need something like our Three Keys Facebook group where you feel like you're supporting others and getting support from others because you're the type you want to be supported by a group and also feel like you're helping others. So again, go to allearsenglish.com/keys to get into our Facebook group because this could be huge for you.
I love it. Oh my God, that is such a good point though. Like just apart from zodiac signs, if you are an extrovert, if you gain energy from interacting with other people, then yeah, don't do this IELTS journey alone, guys. It will exhaust you beyond all recognition. You need a community, okay? All right, so last one, guys. We've almost made it. Pisces, the fish sign. This is you if you are born between February 19th and March 20th. Well, this is a weird description. Okay. So the symbol of a Pisces is two fish swimming in opposite directions. So this represents the constant division of your attention between fantasy and reality. So I can see myself in this description a little bit. I love living in both. I love losing myself in fantasy. I guess the point is you have to know the time and the place for each of these pulls, right? Each of these desires. So be realistic about how much time you need to study, about where you are now with your English language level, and how much time you need to prepare to get the IELTS scores you need. I could see somebody lost in fantasy if they're like, oh yeah, like English is great, I love it, I need an 8. I can get an 8 if I study for a month or whatever. Oh my God, like if you want an 8, you have to be realistic about that and apply yourself for a couple hours every day for 2 months, you know, depending on where you're starting. So I would just say, like, if you're a Pisces, definitely check in with an expert, with a teacher, with someone like us. And then we can tell you realistically how long you should study and what you need to do to get the highest scores. So, okay, we made it, Aubrey.
We made it. I think it'd be important for all of you, if you, you know, even if you don't believe anything about the zodiac, if you have heard character traits in any of these that you recognize in yourself, then take that advice, right? If you aren't a Gemini, but you see yourself in the traits that I have, where you're busy all the time and you're giving yourself this long to-do list, even if you weren't born that date, right? Use that advice that we've shared. And then no matter what, even if you think the zodiac is not at all reliable, there will be great advice here that you can use on IELTS.
Oh, for sure. And definitely come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 979. Yes, 979. And guys, there are going to be amazing adjectives throughout the blog post describing personality. So great for speaking part one and definitely speaking part two. Okay, Aubrey, this is fun. Thank you for having this weird IELTS conversation today.
I love it. I thought it was really fun. And I learned so much about my own sign and how it's so accurate. I feel like I should start reading my horoscope.
I go through phases where I'll read it for like a month. And then, anyway. All right, Aubrey. Well, you have a great rest of the day and I'll see you right back here on the mic tomorrow.
Yep. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.